This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, RS-Pura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said that all the missiles were intercepted and blocked by the air defense units. Sources said that the visuals of Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like a terror organization, Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur is in approximately to the international boundary were targeted by the Pakistan using missiles and drones. There have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces as per the SOP and kinetic and non-kinetic means. The defense sources said that the drones were sighted at multiple places along with the Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by the Indian air defense systems. In view of the recent aggregation from the Pakistan side, Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that the airports across the country has been closed, calling them incorrect. At the same time, Delhi Airport has issued travel advisory, saying that the operations remain normal. Some flights are impacted due to the changing airspace conditions and the heightened security. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, spoke that the U.S. Secretary of the State, Marco Rubio, and the underlined India's targeted and measured response to the cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that India will firmly counter any attempts on the escalation. He said that he deeply appreciates the U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, discussed that India's targeted and measured response to firmly counter terrorism and the teleconference with the Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Dr. Jayashankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed the ongoing developments with the EU High Representative for the Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaja Kallas, and India has been measured in its actions and any escalation will get a firm response, added Dr. Jayashankar. The Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radar and systems at the number of locations in Pakistan yesterday morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that the air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said that the Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in the northern and the western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Palodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. These were neutralized by the integrated counter UAS grid and air defense systems. The ministry said that the Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortars and the heavy caliber artillery in the areas of Kupwara, Baramulla, Uri, Poonch, Mendar and Rajouri districts of Jammu and Kashmir. The ministry said that 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children, due to the Pakistani firing. In retaliation, India has compelled to respond to bring the mortar and the artillery fire from Pakistan to halt. India has stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April is the original escalation of India and it's only responding to it. In a special briefing on the Operation Sindoor in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate the matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit. American prelate Robert Francis Prevost has been elected as the new pope, becoming the first American pontiff in the history of the Catholic Church, and he will take the pontifical name of Pope Leo XIV. And that is the end of this news bulletin.